know a lot of people listening right now have either had their drafts, having it this weekend, or having it in a couple weeks. We are here to help. Joining us to help talk a little fantasy football, you've read his stuff at CBSSports.com. You follow him on Twitter at Jamie Eisenberg. Let's welcome the aptly named Jamie Eisenberg to the show. Jamie, welcome back. How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks. It's August 23rd. How many mock drafts have you done so far? Could you put like a rough ballpark in that?
Oh, wow. Mock drafts, 20, 25, maybe.
And are they all pretty similar? Are you starting to see a lot of maybe, because fantasy football keeps growing and growing bigger every year. Is every draft you do somewhat similar? Or do you find they change from draft to draft?
These have been over the course of probably the last month. Mm-hmm. So yeah, there's been a lot of change. I mean, every preseason game changes something, you know, whether it's something dramatic, let's say like Christian Michael and the way he's been performing for the Seahawks, or you know, you're seeing guys that are starting to fall a little bit, maybe like Kelvin Benjamin, who's dealing with, you know, not the best situation right now in Carolina.
So we'll get some of these questions right now. Jamie Eisenberg from CBS Sports joining us. The Cowboys drafted Ezekiel Elliott in the first round this year. I know in a lot of keeper leagues he's going very high. Are you high on Ezekiel Elliott? Can he be a number one back and a dominant back in fantasy this season?
He absolutely can, you know, and I think when you're looking at somebody like him, you're looking at his situation as much as the talent, because he plays behind the best offensive line in the NFL. So that's going to make Ezekiel Elliott, you know, where he would be good in another situation on another team, he could be great with the Cowboys. I mean, think about 2 years ago when they had DeMarco Murray and how fantastic that was when Tony Romo was healthy. And then you look last year, without Tony Romo there for the majority of the season, Dez Bryant was banged up. That offensive line still have Darren McFadden to get over 1,000 yards rushing. So the Cowboys drafted Elliott for a reason. They're going to lean on him, and I think he's actually worth taking in the first round in most leagues.
He was the first running back taken in the draft. There's a couple wide receivers I want to get your thoughts on. Jamie, in your opinion, who are the top two rookie receivers heading into this season?
I think the top one is Sterling Shepard, and right now I don't think it's close, just given his opportunity, role, quarterback, you know, the things that he's got in front of him. The second one has been a very interesting, you know, sort of ebb and flow debate of who's, you know, taking the role. Corey Coleman looked like he could be that guy. You've seen, you know, the last couple of weeks, Michael Thomas for the Saints, he could be in that conversation. Will Fuller's coming off of a good preseason game. He looks like he could be good for the Texans. And a guy that's looking, you know, really sneaky, I guess two guys looking really sneaky, Tyler Boyd with the Bengals and Tajae Sharpe with the Titans. Those guys all have good opportunities to play as rookies. I'm going to stick with Corey Coleman still as the second best guy right now, but it's close. But Sterling Shepard to me is the best one.
What do you make of Kevin White of the Chicago Bears? He was injured, missed basically all of last season. This is his first year in the NFL, so he's kind of like a rookie, but not really. Where are you on Kevin White with the Bears?
It's funny because he really is a rookie. He's a guy that I was excited about, a little less excited about right now, but still somebody you can look at in that round seven range, number three receiver that you could take with upside. So if you go to receivers early in your draft, which you're seeing a lot of people do, and then you load up at some other positions in the next four or five rounds, and you're trying to get a third receiver with upside, he's definitely in that conversation. He's not somebody I think I want to go into the year as a starter, but he's definitely somebody I'd like to speculate on.
We're joined by Jamie Eisenberg of CBSSports.com talking fantasy football. Deion Lewis of the Patriots just had surgery, but we got a lot of people asking, are guys like Deion Lewis and James White too much of a gamble to draft at least, or maybe wait on the waiver wire?
Lewis is too much of a gamble right now. I would definitely consider drafting James White, especially in PPR leagues. You know, you look at what happened last year when Lewis tore his ACL. White came on and played very well. You know, I mean, it was a different offense. Julian Edelman was out at the time. They did not have Martellus Bennett or Chris Hogan on the roster. So you knew that they were going to lean on their running back just like they did Deion Lewis. So, but, you know, where he's going to fall, you know, there's no guarantee that Lewis plays this year. He's certainly going to miss the beginning part of the season. Their bye is week 9. You know, you could speculate that maybe he comes back after their bye week in week 10. So I think you're going to get the majority of the season using James White or having the chance to use James White. And we've seen this role for the Patriots. You know, Kevin Falk, Danny Woodhead, Shane Vereen, last year Lewis and White. It's a very successful role, that pass catcher out of the backfield in New England.
Has, in all the mock drafts you've done, has anyone taken Jimmy Garoppolo in any of those drafts?
Well, actually one.
One?
You'll laugh at this. It's a league that has 480 people in it. It's split up among many divisions, many different rosters, but it's a super flex league where you can play a quarterback as a flex. And so for anybody that's looking, you're seeing a lot of, you know, two and three quarterbacks getting drafted on every team. So somebody's going to use for the first 4 weeks. You get that bonus of a quarterback in your flex position. So Garoppolo could be very valuable in that type of format for 4 weeks.
Very interesting. Jamie Eisenberg of CBS Sports joins us. He's filling in for Tom Brady for at least four games. And I did a draft last night. Tom Brady went in the fifth or sixth round. Do you recommend people take Brady? Because I know he's going to miss the first four, but he's still going to play the last 12. Where do you recommend our listeners go after Tom Brady?
Mid-round pick, you know, depending on how quarterbacks go. Every league is different with quarterbacks. Some people go quarterback crazy in the first couple rounds. Other people let it fall to you. I think you want to look for him after probably the group. The first, there's five guys that are pretty consensus in all leagues. It's Rodgers, Cam, Luck, Wilson, and Breeze. Then I think the next guy for me is Carson Palmer. Once I see Palmer come off the board, that's where I would start to look at Tom Brady, because you can manage those first four games. Matthew Stafford is the best backup quarterback you will find to pair with him. You can look at Derek Carr, Tony Romo, Kirk Cousins. They all have favorable schedules coming out of the gate. You can get by without Brady for those four games, and then when he comes back, you'll be in great shape.
Taking a look at running backs, and if we're looking at just a standard league, Jamie, would you go with Latavius Murray or Lamar Miller?
I love Lamar Miller. I think Latavius Murray's going to have a great season, but Miller's in as good a situation as you will find. He's on a team that is finally going to use him the right way, at least that's the expectation. Bill O'Brien, the coach of the Texans, has been in Houston for 2 years. They were first in rushing attempts 2 years ago. They were fifth in rushing attempts last year. If that holds, Miller will be among the best running backs in football, so he's easily the better choice of those two.
Where do you rank looking at some of the other wide receivers? Jordy Nelson missed a lot of time last year, but he has one of the best, if not, you mentioned, the best quarterback in the game throwing him passes. Where is Jordy Nelson? Is he a top 10 receiver in your mind?
He is a top 10 receiver. You know, I mean, the hope is that he's, you know, going to be 100%. And if we come off of this week of preseason action, I don't know how much he'll play, if he'll play at all, but if we come off of this week of preseason action, he's still not practicing at 100%, still not feeling like he's back to himself, then you downgrade him a little bit. You could certainly make a strong argument for guys like Allen Robinson, Keenan Allen, Brandon Marshall. They're all elite-level guys, and they all have the chance to be better than Jordy Nelson. But you've seen it over the last couple of seasons when Rodgers and Nelson are healthy. That's a top three wide receiver right there. So hopefully he's back at 100%, playing at the level we expect him to be.
Do you buy the David Johnson out of Arizona hype for this year?
100%. You look at what the guy did last year. You know, I'm a big fan of great player and great offense, and that's what he has. You know, that system in place for Arizona under Bruce Arians is proven to be very good. You know, everywhere Bruce Arians has been, his offense has been successful, and David Johnson showed last year that he could be an elite-level talent. So it's risky to trust, you know, young running backs that have a small sample size, because as we saw last year, he really didn't take over that feature role until the end of the season, but I buy into it, and I think he's going to be great this year.
Jamie Eisenberg of CBS Sports joins us talking fantasy football. Everyone is texting right now. They're asking for some sleepers, or they're asking for a few bust picks. So who are one or two sleepers that you recommend our listeners can maybe grab in later rounds?
Well, I mean, you know, I always look toward the, you know, quote-unquote lottery ticket running backs, you know, the guys that if they get a chance to start, I'll take chances on those guys. Like we saw David Johnson last year, Thomas Rawls, you know, Jeremy Langford, guys that got a chance, you know, for three-plus games to really help your fantasy team, and two guys that I'm drafting as much as I possibly can, Jerick McKinnon with the Vikings, because Adrian Peterson makes me nervous at 31 years old, and all the benchmarks that he's hit make you, it should make you aware that this could be a season that maybe he breaks down. So McKinnon is somebody I target all the time. And Christian Michael looks legit. You know, Thomas Rawls runs with a very violent running style. He could, you know, run himself into some injuries, as we saw last year. So Christian Michael looks like he's going to play with Rawls and could be great if Rawls is out. So those are two sleepers I like a lot.
And on the other hand, there's some sleepers and there's a couple busts going on. Who is a couple people that you avoid in every single draft you do?
Well, I mean, you know, avoid is always a relative term, because if somebody falls in the right spot, you'll take them. But where they're going based on their drafts, Peterson is one that I, you know, tend to avoid, just because I think early in the first round is too risky for, you know, what the scenario could be for him. Obviously, he's been great, and hopefully he's great again, but he just makes me nervous. And DeAndre Hopkins, same thing. You know, I think you're looking at a guy that is going to get slightly overdrafted just based on what he did a year ago. I don't necessarily view Brock Osweiler as a dramatic upgrade over Brian Hoyer in the group that he had last year. Plus, there are a lot more mouths to feed in that Houston passing game. And as I talked about before, Lamar Miller, I think, is going to dominate that offense. So the running game should be better.
Just a couple of quick ones for you, Jamie. I really appreciate your time. We're getting a lot of texts right now. Bruce is asking if you could just compare Ingram, Freeman, Doug Martin, LeSean McCoy. So out of Ingram, Freeman, Doug Martin, or LeSean McCoy, which one would you take?
I have them almost ranked back-to-back-to-back in
wow.
my rankings. Ingram is the one that I like the best, just because I love the system that he's in. I think he's got the most proven track record. You know, if you look at what he's done each of the last 3 years, it's been relatively consistent, getting better in that regard. Freeman makes me nervous. Doug Martin, I think, is fine, but I'm just a little bit concerned that he's going to, you know, stay as hungry after the contract extension last year. And then LeSean McCoy, I think, is safe, but, you know, he's getting close to that mark of time to get a little bit nervous about him. So he got a little bit better with the Carlos Williams suspension.
Jamie, I really appreciate your time. I appreciate the rundown. People can follow you at Jamie Eisenberg. And how many more drafts are you doing before week one on September 8th?
Oh, it's a lot. Yeah. Trust me, it's a lot.
Jamie, I appreciate your time. Get back to drafting. We'll chat with you very soon.
All right, take care.
Jamie Eisenberg of CBSSports.com, fantasy football writer.